Off the Ball Breakfast.
How's your golf? And this is my favourite answer. How's your golf? My golf is where it should be. It's proportional to the amount of practice I'm putting in, which isn't a lot.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Friday Quiz on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, your next must-visit destination in 2026.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Shouty segment on a multitude of platforms. It's a scintillating, stupefying, splendido, once again, crappy quiz. Every week, almost. This is the first quiz in 3 weeks. We pit three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia to pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And we even have an appropriate new sponsor this week, given the start of the NFL season last night in Philadelphia, when the Eagles just about beat the Cowboys. The Crappy Quiz and Off the Ball is brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, the home of incredible sport and scenery, your next must-visit destination in 2026. Can vouch for that. Been to Penn State, which is in the middle of Pennsylvania. It's unbelievable. Anyway, let me introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting imagery. We scoured high and low this week for quiz contestants, and after an exhaustive search with spreadsheets, an overcomplicated point system, and some very bad feelings, we finally came up with these three. Nothing to do with the fact that they all just finished broadcasting Off the Ball Breakfast and happened to already be in studio. First up, it's a man that needs no introduction for regular quiz-a-nights. Whoa. He likes good, clean sports trivia. His dislikes include nonsense, waffle, and questions that don't suit him. Please welcome the good doctor, Arthur, a PhD.
Hi, how are you? It's all fair.
Up next, it's a man who's taken on a new posture around the place since the latest Jay and Laura radio listenership figures were released. He's taken to wearing a Fonzie-style leather jacket and aviator sunglasses indoors. He's also taken up to hanging around the Marconi House kitchen looking for interns to berate. Do you know who I am? I'm the man with 313,000 listeners on the weekend, kid. Now put the plate in the dishwasher. Put some respect on my name. It's Shane, Monaghan, Machete, Hannon.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to bring it up. All-time highs, yeah. But you're only as good as your last book, Jerry, you know? We don't get too ahead of ourselves. It's every 3 months, so it's on to the next one.
It is, yeah, but like it's you're stacking up the record after record after record.
It's true. It's essentially, we thought the last book was excellent, but we went and did it again. But it's all thanks to all of the people, those 313,000 people, Jared, that do tune in on Saturdays and Sundays. Not to sound like I'm taking the piss out of it, but yes, much appreciative of everyone who listens.
No, the bit is that you're a bit of a dickhead. Not like.
Well, I did ask someone to get me a coffee this morning, and it came back cold. So there was that. So
you threw it at them.
Threw it at them. Essentially, yeah. Luckily, it was cold, so no pain was.
They don't work here anymore.
They don't work here anymore.
Well, they've been thrown off the fifth floor balcony.
Essentially.
And finally, we have a quiz debutant here today. A man who's played for Ireland at every level, making his debut against Messi, Higuain and Di Maria at Lansdowne Road. He's played in the League of Ireland, the Championship and the Premier League. He's done it all and is enjoying a thriving media career on top of it all. But never, never has he known the pressure like he faces now. A debut crappy quiz is something all the preparation and training in the world simply cannot prepare you for. Please welcome a nervous Keith, the Burnley Bullet, Tracy.
The Burnley Bullet. I like that.
Is there a story about that?
I had a nickname at Burnley, but it was Keith the Ton Tracy. I do me weight and playing darts an awful lot before training.
All right, we'll leave that there, because the Bullet obviously is like, you know, famously it's a
quick.
No, it's it. It's. No.
Is he explaining the joke to us?
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
It is 10 o'clock in the morning. We're recording this. I know, but he knows what it is. And then you said the tongue. I was like, what's going on here?
I actually had another nickname at Blackburn. It was called Treacle Tracy. Because they said I used to look like I was running in treacle.
Could have been the Blackburn Bullet either, yeah.
The Blackburn Bullet.
Yeah. Please send any questions you have or complaints. They don't deal with complaints about the crappy quiz that come shooting them on anymore. They just go straight into the bin. crappyquiz@offtheball.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, send us some posts via postcard. Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Let's get to it before we get cancelled again. Round one is the audio round. This week, I want to know who's Roy Keane giving out about here? I mean, everybody is also
who's
a correct answer, but
is
we're not
finger,
specifically...
Fastest fingers first?
No, no. Whoa. I'll read the next bit next. Round one, question one. Arthur is up first. Okay. Have a listen. Which two players...
I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. I get a taxi back to Manchester. These are established international players, and we're all sitting here, and I know we have to analyse the game. Analyse it till the cows come home. You do your job. We're trying to get in the top four. Not win leagues, by the way. We're just on about getting the top four. God forbid about winning trophies. Shocking. I am disgusted with it. You should hang your heads in shame. Represent Man United and letting people run past you.
Was he being in the character of the players, or was he slipping into Man United fandom? I couldn't tell. What two players are named both names? Who's he talking about?
Harry Maguire and David De Gea.
Correct.
That's a tapping.
For the Manchester United fans, it is. You're entitled to skip out about this stuff, Keith, if it's too easy for the Manchester United fans on the, you know, to have questions about Roy Keane talking about Manchester United. If you think, Keith, that that's unfair, ridiculous, you know, far be it from me to tell you to chirp, but you're allowed to call out the bullshit that just was. Anyway, sorry.
I did think that was a bit easy, to be honest. Yeah.
Question two, for you, Shane. Have a listen.
For some reason, towards the end of my time, you know, I found him really disrespectful towards me, so we had a bit of a fallout. You know, he questioned my loyalty, and I told him where to go. And one of my big regrets, really, I probably should have ripped his head off, but excellent coach.
He didn't tell him where to go. He asked him if he has sex with his wife the same way every night. Isn't that what he asked?
Something very specific.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
That's like, you know, Roy's like a... Now you feel like he's an unreliable witness. If he's not giving you the facts of it, come on.
Carlos Queiroz?
Correct. Again, pretty easy.
Yeah.
Especially when I kind of gave the extra bit away there, sorry.
I would have had it before then, don't worry.
Keith, here's yours. This one's straightforward, I think.
I wouldn't believe a word he says.
Why?
No meaning behind it. I don't even think he believed what he was saying there. He's not about being a teammate. What if you're going to be a good teammate, then you got to run back. Got to run back when you're defending. He said it got a bit heated after a game, I think, against Everton. I heard they're actually throwing their hair gel at each other. It got that heated. So, the guy's a talented boy. We're saying the same things over and over again, but the number of times I've seen him in games where he's not sprinting back or running back, he's talking about body language, throwing his arms up in the air, and I don't think he leads by example.
It's tricky enough, actually.
It's the hardest.
That's a harder one.
Got to be Bruno, wasn't it? Bruno Fernandes?
No, he loves Bruno.
Isn't it? Don't be with the body language towards
no.
the end.
Yeah,
throwing
yeah,
arms
yeah.
in the air.
Well, you all thought it was Bruno, no?
Well, yeah. I wasn't sure. I'm still not sure.
The hands in the air.
If it had been a Scottish former senior analyst, Graeme Souness, saying this, you all would have got it. But he's exactly saying the same thing. It's Paul Pogba.
Oh.
So two tap-ins and a difficult one.
You're getting the quiz now. You're getting it. Yeah.
That's a stitch-up.
That was very tough.
That's a tough one, yeah. Pogba.
Round two is the fastest finger first round. It's an old favourite, the Wikipedia round. I'm going to give you five players and list the clubs they've played for in order according to their Wikipedia page. To guess, you must shout your crappy quiz nickname. Do you remember yours, Keith?
The Borley Bully.
Yeah. PhD.
You don't get a point for that, by the way.
Mona Machete, or it just is blank here. Mick forgot to fill in the Burnley Bullet, but it is the Burnley Bullet. Remember, you can only guess one time per club mentioned. So I'll give you a club, you can guess... I'll give you another club, you can guess again. Are you all ready?
Is this the career one?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the one you get like four or five.
Yeah.
This player started his professional career with Manchester City.
Oh, PhD. Glenn Whelan?
No. He then moved to Burnley.
Oh, PhD. Kieran Trippier.
Oh, come on, Keith, it was right there for you.
Jesus, I played with that fella.
Trips.
His next move was to Tottenham Hotspur, Atletico Madrid, Newcastle United, and the bench. Is he starting games at the minute?
Hey, he's played a couple for Newcastle, yeah, at the start, yeah.
They keep trying to get rid of him. He must be on massive wages.
Yeah. He was the first man in, wasn't he?
12 million, I think
it was. With the money.
Brilliant signing.
I think they brought him in from Atletico.
Round two, question two. This player started his senior professional career with Millwall.
Mauro Machete.
Yeah.
Dennis Wise.
Nope.
A PhD. Tony Cascarino.
Nope. He was in Gillingham. Gillingham signed him for a set of tracksuits. Any guesses?
No. I'm struggling.
He then moved to Blackburn Rovers.
Mick McCarthy?
Nope.
Sorry.
Millwall to Blackburn.
Don't tell me I played one as well.
I'd say you did.
Millwall and Blackburn.
Oh no, sorry, he's just before your time. I'm trying to get my... Maybe not. Okay, nothing for Blackburn. He then moved to West Brom.
Mono Machete.
Yeah.
Kevin Phillips.
No.
No. Wrong.
I'm going to... Everybody gets a new guest again. He's a Republic of Ireland international.
Mono Machete.
Yeah.
Stephen Reid.
Hey.
Okay, yeah.
Did you play with Reid at any point?
Yeah. You get a point if you play with the answer. Yeah, if you play with the answer, you get a point.
He finished his career with Burnley. Did you play with Matt Burnley?
No, Blackburn.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Round two, question three. This player started his senior professional career with 7 stars. He then moved to Ajax. He played for 3 clubs on loan before moving to Celta Vigo.
Mono Machete.
Yeah.
Anthony. No.
He then signed for Porto. Next move was to Blackburn Rovers.
Oh, PhD. Benny McCarthy.
He's just quick.
He would then play for West Ham before finishing his career with the Orlando Pirates.
Played with Benny as well.
Did you?
Noticing a trend already.
Yeah, there's a trend here.
I think early doors, I'm just trying to avoid relegation here, aren't I?
just shout names. That's it. Okay, so round two, question four. This player started his career with Peterborough United.
The Burnley Bullet, Sean St. Ledger.
Oh! Straight in off the bat.
Jesus.
He next signed for Leicester. He played for Ipswich, went to Orlando City, Colorado Rapids, Solihull Moors, and he finished his career with Guiseley? I don't know. Before bumping into Owen Shea in Colombia when he was scouting somebody for... Is it Leicester he's working for? Or Brighton?
I think it was Leicester.
Really? Yeah, one of the two. Bizarre, though. Yeah. Did you know he was from Peterborough? How did you...
I knew he started at Peterborough. I played with Ledger, Preston. That's... The only reason I have a little bit into his background, but
yeah. There's a theme here, Keith.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I'm just going to start naming players I played with.
Yeah. Round two, question five. This player started his career with AFC Bournemouth. He then moved to Burnley.
The Burnley Bully.
Yeah.
Junior Stanislas.
No. You can only guess once per club.
Jesus.
Wow. Anybody else? He then signed for Liverpool.
The Burnley Bullet, Danny Ings.
Boom.
Yeah.
Next move was to Southampton, then went to Villa, then went to West Ham. Now plays for Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Was that just this transfer window?
Yeah, only just gone, yeah.
All right, bonus point. I'm sorry, I've already given this away. Bonus point, fastest finger. What do all 5 players have in common?
No, I played for Keith Tracy, with Keith Tracy.
Not 4.
I'm not giving you a point for that because I told you that already. The scores are Arthur 3, Shane 2, Keith 2. We're going to take a quick break back after this. Right, the score is Arthur 3, Shane 2, Keith 2. Round 3 is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round, and this is always where things take a little bit of time, so I'm getting it in my ear that we're going a bit too fast here.
Yeah.
You guys are...
Need a bit of organic banter.
You're performing at the high end of this.
I'm aghast that Junior Stanislas was a good shout. Yeah, Junior Stanislas, not a name I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where is he now?
Where is Junior Stanislas now?
I think he went back to Bournemouth, didn't he, eventually? I'm not sure where he ended up, though.
Yeah, Jesus. Interesting. A number of players that Keith have played with. Benny McCarthy, I forgot you played with Benny.
Benny, great player.
Yeah.
Unbelievable player.
He was at United last couple of years.
He was coach, yeah.
Oh, coach.
Yeah, he was given the plaudits for getting Rashford back on track, wasn't he?
Until that
didn't last too long.
Yeah. Poor Benny.
Round 3 is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. In this round, all you got to do is give me a name that's on my list. And then the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant who also has to give me a name. We keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes and you are eliminated and shamed. And we're soaking that shit up in the back seat, just like they did in Pulp Fiction. Round 3, question 1. Irish goal scorers in the Hamer Hal Grimson era.
Right.
And there are 7 of them.
Just seven.
Seven goals.
Free scoring. The order is Arthur, Shane.
God for that.
And Keith.
Evan Ferguson.
Evan Ferguson has indeed scored.
Me next. That wasn't. That was just before, but did he get one? Oh, lads. Adam Eder.
Adam Eder is correct.
Troy Parra?
No.
Yeah, he scored in that Hungary game, but it was O'Shea's last interim game, wasn't it?
It turns out it was. Yeah. So there are five names left.
Oh, no.
That was the name I had written down.
Robbie
first.
Brady.
Robbie Brady, yeah.
Casey McAteer.
Correct.
When did he score?
I remember that goal. It was at the Aviva. Was it Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bundled it in, didn't he, on the line, yeah.
Stole it from somebody, did he? They all count. You're gone, Keith.
Yeah, I'm.
Right.
The parcel has exploded and it's about to blow up in Arthur's
there's
face.
There's three left, is there?
Tick-tock. Yeah, there's three left. I nearly said the names. It's been a while since I hosted this.
Oh, God. Who have we played? I have one in my head, but I don't think he was scored. I think he was just sent off.
I won't cancel you for naming a name. Who are you talking about?
He could be on the list.
Well, I won't indicate either way.
I'm going to go for him. I think he did score. Liam Scales.
He did?
Yes.
Sure.
But he was also sent off.
Did he score against Finland? Was it?
Oh, in Helsinki.
Maybe.
There's only two left.
I was at that game, but the goals were all on the far end. Yeah. And it was very late, in fairness to us.
It was very late.
Even later Helsinki time. They don't water down the beer like they do in this part of the world, because over there they can take their drink.
Ooh.
There's two left.
Oh, did he get one?
You get this, you're guaranteed a point.
Did he get one? Finn Azaz?
He did.
Ah, shit.
Right. We did relatively well here, considering it's a very short list of stuff that you're supposed to know.
Wasn't Brady the last one? No. Who was the last one? Brady in my head for some reason, but I don't think he did.
I've already said Brady.
Did we say Brady? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you trying to put him off?
Do you want to guess any more?
No. Don't. Sorry, I forgot. I forgot we're still live.
Oh.
I was doing my lap of honour essentially there. Just trying to help.
Yeah.
Trying to help you.
Premature.
I'd be astonished now, to be honest with you. So it's not going to be. It's Ogbeni would have been injured for too long. Good grief. I can't even remember the games, to be honest. Was it the Senegal game? Didn't really watch that. We'll just go Nathan Collins.
No, but no. You were in the right area of the pitch. The Casey McAteer goal was against Senegal. It was actually Matt Doherty.
Doherty.
When did he score?
Matt Doherty. I actually don't have it written down in front of me.
That was one of the Bulgaria games, maybe.
So, and stupidly have managed to lose my script. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so that was it. The only one you didn't get was Matt Doherty. So that's a point to Shane. The order for this one is Shane, Keith and Arthur. And it's one that definitely, definitely doesn't suit one contestant over our others. We're being very kind to you here. This is, we want any Premier League or Football League club from Lancashire or Greater Manchester this century. They have to have played in the league at some point since the year 2000. You've probably played for all of these, Keith.
Football League or Greater Manchester.
Lancashire, Greater Manchester or the Premier League since the year 2000. It's a very short list.
Is it? How short?
Let me just scroll down.
Oh, it's only Premier League.
Oh,
right.
No, it's Premier League or league. Oh, hang on. Whoa. It's not that short list. It's 16. Sorry, the scroll button isn't working.
So it's just the Football League?
Yeah, Football League, Premier League. So no non-league teams since the year 2000 from Lancashire. Lancashire.
Since the year 2000.
Or Greater Manchester. So everybody's walking around. And the order, sorry. Yep. Otherwise, we'll never go. The order is Shane, Keith, Arthur.
I'll start with Manchester United.
I will take Manchester United because it is correct answer and they are on my list.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Man City.
Correct. Also on the list.
Wigan Athletic.
Wigan Athletic on the list. Now, I don't know what the border of Greater Manchester is, so Mick's not here to defend the quiz he's written.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's pretty big, isn't it?
Also, English geography, like, there's a motorway, everything is on it, one side or the other.
Yeah.
There's a mountain range, everything is on it, one side or the other. There's a north, which is like just below Scotland. There's a west, which is close to Wales, practically Welsh. And after that, there's English. The beach down south. I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a big, like, gloop of London throbbing. That's the summation of UK geography, right?
English people don't know English geography either.
Of course they don't. It's a very badly educated country. Yeah. It's Margaret Thatcher's fault, by the way.
It's true. Everything's her fault.
Well, I mean, it is, actually.
Yeah.
There's no point in not. That bit wasn't a joke.
Reading a great book at the minute, by the way. Killing Thatcher, I don't know if you've read it.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Really, really good read.
Astonishingly good book.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you can't get back to the thing, but I will absolutely happily spend 15 minutes. Read the book, buy the book. It is amazing.
Yeah, insane. Has he on the edge of your seat, even though you know what happens?
Exactly. They're unbelievably well written.
Yeah.
It was Killing Thatcher, if you missed it.
Yeah.
About the Brighton bomb.
Yeah. I can't remember the author, so apologies.
Oh. Written by a Guardian journalist.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ed something or other.
Rory something.
Oh, Rory. Yeah. We wouldn't be writing a quiz, would we?
No.
Rory something.
If only we had a producer who could look it up.
Rory Carroll.
Rory Carroll. Good shout.
That's it, correct.
Rory's cousin.
I'm going to go for... Sorry, stalled along enough there. Burnley.
Burnley is correct. Keith, you're next.
Accrington Stanley.
Correct.
Preston North End.
Preston North End. Basically Irish at this stage.
Stockport County.
Correct.
What a shoot.
Keith.
Oldham.
Oh, good shot.
Yeah.
I will go for Bolton Wanderers.
Correct.
Ooh. Nice. I'll take Berry.
Yeah. Who's the first person that comes to mind when you say Bolton Wanderers?
Sam Allardyce.
Big Sam.
Is it?
Or JJ O'Connor.
JJ for me.
Yeah. Or Eladji Diouf for some reason.
Bit of Kevin Nolan.
Yeah. Stelios, Giannakopoulos.
Whose goal is it? Arthur's?
I said Berry, so it's Keith next.
Blackpool.
Correct.
Jesus,
lads, we're doing well here.
Yeah.
Only because I lived in Lancashire for 14 years.
Yeah, you should be doing well. I meant me and Arthur are doing well here.
I will say Salford City.
Correct.
Ooh.
Well, they've played.
How many have we got left? Three?
Is it, John?
Oh.
Four.
I have a couple, but is it. What did they play? Sale.
it's a rugby team.
They say it's a soccer team as well.
Not in the football league.
Not in the league. I don't
know. Yeah, but they could have managed to not get a league two at some stage since 2000. I know they have a rugby team as well.
No,
you might as well have said Saracens.
London Irish.
They are in Greater Manchester though, so it was, you know.
I know, look, geographically you're in the right area. Yeah, just like the rugby ball is kind of long, oblong. Yeah. Slightly different. Keith.
Did we say Blackburn Rovers?
We did not.
Oh.
But it is correct.
So how many do we have left?
Three left.
Right. I have one guess, which I think are geographically there, but I don't think they've ever been in the league. But I don't know if I have anything else left. Unless there's some of those strange ones, like not where they fit in.
Do you want to run through some of the options in your head?
I only have one option at the minute.
You may as well just shout it out there. Lean into it.
Yeah. There's no... I'm just trying to think of the guys who go on loan.
Where do they go? Somewhere local so I can have an eye kept on them. Don't have to move house.
Like what? So, Lancashire is what? It's like a province, effectively, is it?
No, don't be giving any... Don't be giving any...
I don't know.
It's a county. I think it's a county.
But for all those places in it. But then, yeah, because I'm trying to think, because...
And that's a region, Greater Manchester's a region within the county, I think.
Yeah. I'll go with it, and I'll think maybe in the last 20-odd years, Altrincham.
I was going to say that.
Ah.
It is geographically correct, though.
Do you know any more, Keith? You've won the point.
Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Town.
I've gone anyway.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, it didn't make it, but
no. I mean, Tranmere Rovers won, no.
Tranmere Rovers, Liverpool.
That's Liverpool.
Morecambe, I would have taken.
Okay.
Morecambe, I played me reserve games there.
Did you?
Should have known that, yeah.
And Rochdale.
Oh, yeah.
Good question, Mick. Yeah. So the NFL returns last night. There is excitement abound. New quarterbacks, big trades, new fantasy teams and unknowns like, will there be outbreaks in Red Zone? Yes is the answer. Not to mention the small matter of an Irish game for the first time ever coming in week 4. To celebrate, simply name any NFL franchise who have competed in a Super Bowl. Change of location is irrelevant. We'll accept a franchise name. So what used to be, say, one team move city, they're now something else. We'll take the name. We'll take it even if you get the city wrong. So we need any team who have competed in a Super Bowl, and this is going all the way back to the start of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So there are basically 28 of the 32 existing teams, and maybe some teams who no longer exist. No, they all exist.
What's the order here, Ger?
The order is Keith, Arthur, Shane.
I am struggling.
Yeah, it's one of those that there are too many answers and it's, you don't know what direction to go in.
If you know any NFL teams.
The Raiders?
I will take the Raiders. Mm. They are now the Las Vegas Raiders. They have been the Los Angeles Raiders. They have also been the Oakland Raiders. But the Raiders have been in Super Bowls. Led by, boom, he's on his back. Kansas City Chiefs.
New England Patriots.
Patriots. Hopefully Mick did not do this in any specific order, not chronologically, not alphabetically, but sure. What can you do? He's not here to... Yeah. Any other NFL teams?
I think I'm leaking into basketball and all here. The 49ers, are that
basketball? No, they're not basketball. It's San Francisco 49ers.
From the back of the head, that one.
The third most storied franchise, but obviously the best.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Nearly won last night despite having traded away their best player.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, who were playing last night and the reigning Super Bowl champions. Do you know any more NFL teams, Keith?
Buffalo Bills?
Yes, we'll take the Buffalo Bills. Beaten in 4 finals in a row. Mm. The 4 falls of Buffalo, that was it.
90s, yeah.
The New York Giants.
The Giants, yeah. Phil Simms' team and then Eli's team.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town.
Boston? I don't know the name.
The Boston team are the Patriots, which we've already had. So,
right,
you out, sucker.
To be fair, I was only kicking down the can, kicking the can down the road.
You just hoping somebody makes a mistake to keep you in it, and then there's a row, and everybody gets a point. That's
what you hope for, yeah.
Exactly. When you don't know the answer, all you can do is disrupt.
Start a fight.
Exactly.
Is it my go again?
We're giving too much away here.
The Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins, unbeaten team. The only ones in Super Bowl history. They only played 12 games. It's not that big a deal. It was the 70s. Everybody was fat.
The original Super Bowl champions, the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. With their Irish punter.
The New York Jets.
The New York Jets.
The New Orleans Saints.
Correct. They won after Katrina.
Drew Brees.
Are there any of these that are the Seattle Seahawks?
Correct.
Boo.
Legion of Boom. Filling time here.
Jazz. You got the Jazz.
Chargers.
Yeah. The formerly San Diego, now LA Chargers.
San
Diego Superchargers.
The Rams.
Yeah. Also, now LA. Where were the Rams? St. Louis. Owned by the Cronkies, who won Arsenal.
In very tight now. You wouldn't want to make a mistake.
No, I wouldn't.
But you wouldn't. Am I allowed to give hints?
No, there's no need.
Because I know teams. I have
loads here. I have loads. There's no need to give hints.
There are plenty left, actually.
I have plenty here.
One,
as well.
Two, three, four, five, six, 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 seven, eight,
don't just
nine.
Just take a point each and go home.
I'd take that at the moment.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Gentlemen's agreement.
11, 12.
I try them. Yeah. Carolina Panthers,
yes. Cam Newton spills the ball in the opening play and they get absolutely annihilated. But they made it. They made it the Super Bowl. And they've got one of those rich owners as well who's like, I made all my money in the stock market and stuff. It's like, yeah, it's not the same, buddy. Mm-hmm. Not the same. Now you're just another schmuck.
The team, I don't particularly want to say their name, but the Commanders' previous entry.
Yeah. We'll take the... Washington Commanders.
The Denver Broncos.
I mean, this is basically just listing the teams in the NFL, and there's, you know.
I think they got the Browns.
I don't think they're Browns. I think I was going to say it'd be a miracle if you were able to name one of the teams who didn't make it. And I think, from the depths of hell, Arthur has reached back into his arse pocket and picked one of the four teams who've never made
it. Never make it.
Famously, never made it. Like one of the most,
no,
you know.
I was thinking of the Bengals.
Born under a bad sign.
Yeah, the Bengals.
The Bengals is who I was thinking of.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so the ones you didn't get. The
orangey hats.
You were confident a couple of seconds ago.
I was all bluster. I had a few more, but I made a mistake myself.
The ones you didn't get, the Baltimore/Indianapolis Colts. That's, you know, the band played on. That's awful documentary. Minnesota Vikings were coming to Dublin. The Cincinnati Bengals, who you obviously did know the name of.
Ravens were in there too.
I couldn't think
of the word Cincinnati. That thing in Connecticut.
Yeah. If you'd said Bengals, I would have given it to you.
I'd forgotten that. I was like, all sorts.
The Chicago Bears, have you heard of them?
Jesus.
The Atlanta Falcons, the Tennessee Titans, the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, I thought you would have got the Glazers team.
Of course, Tampa Bay.
That's Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's funny.
And when I said the Cronkies, I was like, oh, of course, they're not the only ones who... just shut up now. And that was good. And then the Arizona Cardinals.
Had the Jaguars down.
Texans, Oilers, all that boys.
The Texans, were they not beating enough? Anyway, okay, so the Texans obviously weren't.
Lions?
The Jags famously haven't been. The Lions were just there last year.
Oh, were they?
Oh, they haven't made it. Sorry, they didn't make it.
Okay.
All right, so the Lions are the other ones. Right. The score. Arthur on 3, Keith on 3, and Shane, we have a new leader on 4.
Tense.
Doing a lot better than I thought I would.
Tell you what, yeah, not bad.
Tension is ratcheting up.
No, I'd love it. I'd love if they asked for places I've worked as well.
We've had some horrible debutants, I have to say, Keith. Some horrendous debuts. Wooden Spoon, 0 points.
0 points.
We've seen it all here.
Happy just to get off the mark.
Yeah.
Round 4 is the fun-free magic numbers round. You know the rules. 3 points if one player gets it correct, bang on the number. If nobody does, it's 2 points for the closest, but you can't go bust. So... obviously the degenerate nature of our lives means that we do this in the style of 21. That's where this came from. Can't go bust. You can hit but don't go bust. 1 point for second closest, 2 for the one who goes closest. Pens down when the music ends. I need you to give me the following number in total. How many goals has Evan Ferguson scored for Ireland at senior level, plus the number of Heineken/Champions Cup finals that Munster have played in? Going back a long way there, aren't we? Plus the number of All-Ireland men's senior titles won by Dublin this century without Jim Gavin as their manager. Plus the number of consecutive WSL titles that Chelsea have just completed to this point. Your 30 seconds expires when Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. It's tricky.
What's the first one again, sir? Sorry.
Evan Ferguson, how many goals for the Republic of Ireland at senior level? The number of Heineken Champions Cup finals that Munster have played in, wins and losses. How many times have Dublin won the All-Ireland this century without Jim Gavin being the manager? And how many titles in a row have Chelsea won at this point? It's hard to tell the difference there, isn't it? Me and Frank.
It's very close. Yeah.
Voice twins.
Uncanny.
Say sometimes. Right. Keith, what's your number?
15.
Arthur, what's your number?
17.
Ooh. What's your number?
12.
18 is the correct answer.
Wow.
2 points for Arthur. One for Keith. None for Shane. How did you get 12, Shane?
Do you know what? I went three dubs. Pat Gilroy's one and Desi's two.
Yeah.
I went three for Chelsea.
Six, I think.
Six in a row.
But that's where I went. Yeah. How many does... what's Evan and Munster?
Evan
is five, isn't it?
Evan has five goals.
Yeah. Four. Right. Should have been listening to you this morning.
And how many times have Munster played?
Four, isn't it?
Four. Yeah. Two wins, two losses.
Hey, I put five down there and it was a complete shot in the dark.
Well, yeah, it got you a point.
Chelsea killed me.
Nobody went bust. Cowards. Right. We're on to the final round now. The rapid fire rounds.
Yours to lose now, Arthur.
I hate this. I was trying to manoeuvre myself in.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd have a bit better knowledge there.
You'd prefer to be one behind, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really missed the pressure on you.
Hoping you'd have a bit better knowledge there. Our winner tonight's going to be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff, the Michael D. Higginses from the Victor Orbanses. It's the never unfair, egalitarian rapid fire round.
Some crack already, the presidential election.
I just read it out. I'm like, I'm the ultimate Ron Burgundy here.
We've had some shocking interviews already, which the presidential elections are all about car crash interviews.
Two weeks ago, I went on the radio and complained that the presidential election was lacking a bit of something. And since then, it's been filler.
Love it.
Right, we're going to start with the player on the lowest score, which is a tie. So Shane's on four, Keith's on four, and Art's on five. Is that, am I correct?
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So we did a toss beforehand, and Keith won the toss, which means you get to pick if you want to go first or second, because Arthur's going last. So do you want to go first?
No, I'll go second.
All right.
I get a flavour of what's going on here.
Good idea. Good tactic.
Oh, man.
Well, this is going to be a opportunity for Shane to, you know, get the clubhouse lead, Arthur.
Potentially.
Oh, very much so. He has to sort of
two for a clubhouse lead.
Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Shane, are you ready?
Tommy Ray.
Out the back, press your foot.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Hank Traynor played Gaelic football for what county?
Armagh.
Meath. In tennis, who's the defending US Open men's champion?
Agras.
Sinner. Well, who scored both goals for the Ireland under-21s in their winner?
Mason Mealy.
Yeah, no, Mason Mount. Mason Mealy's correct. Nottingham Forest signed James McAtee for what club?
Pass.
Man City. Who is the new Cork curling manager?
It is Ben O'Connor.
David O'Leary. I started that one, so I'll finish it. And I'm going to give you one more because I totally screwed up the Mason Mealy and Mason Mount thing. It just says Mason Mount. I'm going to screen grab this. Mick wrote the question and said Mason Mount scored twice for the Republic of Ireland underage this week.
Man United. Brian.
Two more quick questions.
David O'Leary spent most of his career at what club?
Arsenal.
Barry Hall is associated with what sport?
Barry what? Who?
Barry Hall.
Boxing.
No. Aussie rules. That was a shit show. A shit show at the Fuck Factory.
In every way, I think.
You think that was a shit show way for this?
How many did I get?
Three. Clubhouse lead.
Clubhouse lead on seven.
Nowhere near enough.
Keith, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Damien Hayes played hurling for what county?
Kilkenny.
Galway. How many times has Naomi Osaka won the US Open?
Twice.
Correct. Northern Ireland began their World Cup campaign with a win over who yesterday?
Luxembourg.
Correct. Manchester City signed Ike Nouri from what club?
Wolves.
Correct. Who is the new Roscommon football manager?
Dave O'Leary.
Kevin Sheedy spent most of his career at what club?
Sheedy? Can you say that name again?
Kevin Sheedy.
Leicester. I know.
Everton. Signed for Everton from Liverpool. Well. Got three as well. So we are tied.
Joint clubhouse lead.
Set off like a house on fire.
So you didn't finish last. You know, joint second. We can call this when Arthur wins.
Yeah,
so we'll take that.
Two to level it up for an unprecedented tiebreaker.
Look at that lap of honour he's already taken. Look at this.
Game over.
No, two to tie it up. That's all I'm concerned about.
Look at this.
And into the next round.
No,
that's it.
No, it's game over.
Arthur, it sounds like you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, as it'll ever be. Yeah,
your 20 seconds starts now. Emma Bolton played football for what county?
Dublin.
Kildare. Who will Carlos Alcaraz face in tonight's US Open semi-final?
Oh, no, pass it on another
Novak Djokovic. Who will England play in their first World Cup qualifier on Saturday?
No idea.
Andorra. Liverpool signed Milos Kerkez from what club?
Bournemouth.
Who was the Waterford hurling manager?
No, pass it.
Peter Queeley. Yeah. Chris Hughton spent most of his career at what
Spurs.
Club? Oh, he got two to level it.
Seen three-way tie.
England was a far harder question than saying who played last night than who Mason Mealy.
That wasn't me.
No, but for both, like, that was a crazier question. Who's keeping tabs?
I mean, I don't know. Who watched Northern Ireland beat Luxembourg?
But you check the results.
I mean, I saw them celebrating, and then I was like, oh, right, they beat Luxembourg.
It was on the telly. Like,
I mean, that's an unprecedented bottle job for a tie. It has to be said.
It was, in fairness, it is like a Devin Locke style.
I said from the outset what I was going for. That's what I got. Job done.
Tyranny of low expectations. Honestly, I've no clue what happens when there's three people in a tie. This has never happened.
Yeah, what goes on
so
here?
Is this the first time a Debbie Dunt has won?
Because yeah, not won yet.
There's going to be a tiebreak. You see, you haven't won yet.
Okay. Then we'll just give the same question to everybody, and you write it down. Right.
Okay. Right. Can we not do the bust? Is it a cap?
I don't like that.
Yeah, but can it just be like?
Or just ask us the same question.
The closest to it.
Closest to is fair.
I hate bust.
But bust is a brilliant thing because it just ratchets up the tension a bit.
So if the answer's 68 and you write 40, but someone says 69,
you're just encouraged to go low. Bust,
but the person on 40 wins. Wow, that's a joke.
There's a bit of strategy involved.
No, that's ridiculous.
The strategy is just go low.
It can't be bust. Yeah,
and it may as well just be higher or lower.
Or it doesn't have to be a numbers question.
It is a numbers question. It's how many Irish caps tiebreaker is.
All right.
The closest wins. It says.
Yeah, fair.
We've bottled that.
Fair play, Mick. You're going to be on the grave.
Not actually dead.
No,
to the best of our knowledge.
Not.
Just in case he's
fine.
He's not actually dead.
He's fine.
As far as we know.
Yeah,
when last we checked, he was messaging about 2 hours ago. But who knows?
He's flying.
Life is long.
Yeah. And short.
How many caps? this is a farce. How many caps for the Republic of Ireland?
Don't say Keith Tracy.
Does Keith Tracy have?
Does Andy Keogh have?
Oh, lads.
Ooh. Andy Keogh.
Andy Keogh says hello.
Is that Andrew Keogh who played in Australia? That's the same fella.
He should get a flag for himself now and just steal Davy Keogh's idea and go to all the games.
Andy Keogh.
All right, come on.
You can't bust in this, can you?
You can't bust now. As I said, we bottled that.
Right.
Too much sugar.
I'll finish writing it.
You know you normally have some idea.
I know, not a clue.
He scored in the game against Germany, didn't he?
I think you're right.
We lost 6-1.
Yeah.
Oof, I had forgotten that.
I remember
expunged.
That.
Did we at least have the joy of having somebody sent off in that game like we did against England?
No, I don't think so. It's just a bad old...
That was Stan.
That was Trapp, I think. It was the end of Trapp. Or it, was it... Oh. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it was.
What's your number, Arthur?
16.
What's your number?
12.
What's your number?
12.
Oh, 30 is the correct answer.
Jesus.
Look at you lots.
20.
Absolutely. Yeah, look at it right
there. No, because we some
30 caps, Randy Keogh.
Yeah.
30 caps.
Can we just check that there? Yeah. Look, shock. Andy Keogh. Of course there are 30 caps. I was around, I showed up.
There's no
way. All the way back from Australia.
Yeah. I thought I was doing about credit at 12. I thought I was over egging it.
I thought he had about 15, so I thought I'd go 12 to just not bust myself. 40. Done very well.
We decided you couldn't go bust, but we bottled that bit. Anyway, 15, one lower than 16. Look at Arthur, that is the smoothest Arthur's looked.
That's how we do it.
Is it possible to bottle a win?
Rory McIlroy winning the Masters.
Ease in. Yeah. Ease into where the crucial.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever off with Justin
there's
Rose.
There's an asterisk beside that one a little bit. Andy Keogh for starters has 30 caps, which is a joke, but he could be like, no offence, Andy, but
some offence. Yeah. Some offence.
30 more than I do, but
it is a lot of offence.
That's
actually accusing him of robbing.
Right. Thanks for being part of our journey today. Thanks to our friends in Visit Pennsylvania. You really should visit Pennsylvania. It's an incredible place. We'll see you next week, folks. Take care.
The Friday Quiz on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Visit Pennsylvania, your next must-visit destination in 2026.